So we go to proposals, I believe.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, we'll move to number 10 in your commission booklet under the proposal section. Just want to provide you a little bit of background on the sheet that you have in front of you and a little bit of historical background as well on the topic itself. First of all, this topic was discussed right at about a year ago, where you as the commission body and us as a department had some lengthy discussions about this very regulation, about the allowance and the use of rifles for the spring turkey hunting season. Honestly, this discussion actually was precipitated as we went through the turkey management plan, where in the plan itself, based on discussions with the stakeholder group and some folks from the public, was a strategy to look at this very concept and conduct a survey to get some more input from our hunters across the state on this topic. And so that survey was conducted, and we talked about some of those statistics last year at the time that we discussed this particular regulation. We went back and forth on that, and ultimately you, the commission body, voted in favor of removing the allowance of rifles for the spring turkey hunting season across the state. Since that time, we certainly have had a couple of individuals from across the state that have talked to a couple of you as commissioners. I believe we've had a note or two that have come into the department as well on this very topic, again, asking for that allowance of use of rifles for the spring turkey hunting season. Mr. Bauer is here today. In fact, he provided and submitted a petition a little less than a year ago that came in front of you as well. So with some of those calls and questions coming in particular, Commissioner Phillips has had a couple of individuals visit with him on this particular topic. Commissioner Phillips contacted the department asking for assistance in putting together an action sheet, which you have in front of you right now. And I will turn this over to Commissioner Phillips in just a moment, and he can explain more and talk to you more as a commission body about his recommendation that he brings forward to you. But what the action sheet shows here and what Commissioner Phillips will talk about is the consideration of looking at an allowance of rifles for the spring turkey hunting season in the West River Prairie units, but that private on private land only, but would exclude those private lands leased by the department for public hunting, most notably the walk-in area acres that are out there, because that is private land. So that is what the sheet is in front of you again. I'm going to turn it over to Commissioner Phillips, and he can talk more about some of the conversations and discussions he has had with some individuals on this topic. And again, that's the recommendation that you have in front of you here from Commissioner Phillips. So Commissioner Phillips, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Tom. Tom did a good job with explaining this. The reason I wanted to bring this forward was, you know, when we voted to limit it or to make it shotguns only, it was mostly for safety reasons, and I felt we maybe overreached a little bit, especially west of the river on private land. Private landowners know who's out there, and they give permission to one or two people at a time at the most, and they know who's there. I think the safety issue is kind of moot on private land, especially west of the river. We brought this as a compromise. We didn't ask to do it, you know, east of the river or on game production areas or on any public land. Actually, it's just private lands west of the river. Several people talked to me after we passed this, and I thought it was important enough to bring it back. I took a look at the recruitment, retention, and reactivation issues. And I think retention is the most important one here. There are people out there that hunt with rifles, always have hunted turkeys with rifles. And if we take that opportunity completely away, we might lose them as turkey hunters, and we need to keep all the hunters that we have. I think it will possibly, maybe we can recruit a few new rifle turkey hunters also. That's about all I've got. I I don't think it's going to be a safety issue. I think it'll be a good move for our turkey rifle hunters. I'd move passage and ask for your support.
There a second? Commissioner Sharp. I'll second that, and I really like this proposal. I think it was well thought out, and frankly, I wish we probably should have considered this option when we initially looked at the rifle season, but I'm glad it was brought up this way, and I think it's a really fair compromise, and it does keep some hunters in the field, so I second the motion and certainly support it.
Any other comments, questions? If not, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes. So this proposal passes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we will make sure that this becomes a finalization and part of a public notice in the future to come back to the commission. And then let us know if there's any other questions on this.
Okay, thank you very much.